In Cambridge, Massachusetts today, Judge Hilary Zobel freed British au pair Louise Woodward. Last month, a jury convicted the teenager of second-degree murder in the death of a baby in her care. This morning, Judge Zobel did a rare thing. He vacated the life sentence she'd received, and he changed the jury's verdict. This afternoon, he sentenced Woodward to the 279 days she'd already served in jail. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following today's proceedings and joins us from Middlesex Superior Court. Tovia, Judge Zobel had a range of options before him, but he chose one of the most lenient. What reasons did he give for reducing the conviction to one of manslaughter?
Well, the judge said that he was wary of second-guessing the jury, but Massachusetts law does give him broad power to act in the interest of justice and to overturn a verdict that he sees as a miscarriage of justice. He said that he thought Louise Woodward acted more out of confusion, inexperience, fright, or even bad judgment, but not malice, which is the standard for murder. And the judge noted that if manslaughter had been available to the jurors as an option, they may well have voted for it. He said he was morally confident in his decision to reduce that conviction to manslaughter now. Then in sentencing this afternoon, the judge said that he didn't want to denigrate Matthew Eapen's death, but it was time to bring the judicial part of this process to a compassionate conclusion. And while prosecutors had been asking for a minimum of 15 years in prison for Woodward, the judge sentenced her, as you said, to the time that she has already served. Now, one more technicality. The prosecutors had asked for that Woodward be held on bail while they appealed the decision, but the judge decided he was satisfied instead to have Woodward just surrender her passport and promise to stay in Massachusetts until the appeals process worked its way through.
Now, the prosecutors called the judge's actions today an abuse of discretion. These, after all, were prosecutors who had just succeeded in winning a conviction in this case. Tell us more about their reaction today.
They were really broken up. They said they were absolutely stunned and astounded by what happened today. District Attorney Tom Riley called it bizarre. He said it was almost beyond belief that Woodward walked out of court a free woman after having been convicted of manslaughter.
Did Matthew Eapen receive justice today? I don't think anyone really believes that now. I'm sickened by what happened. I'm saddened by what happened.
As I said, the prosecutors say that they're appealing the judge's decision to reduce to manslaughter. They argue that the jury spoke and that the jury's verdict should stand.
It's the prosecution's reaction. What about the defense's reaction? Obviously, they were pleased with the sentence, but not with the verdict of manslaughter, I gather.
Well, Louise Woodward left the court in a car with her parents. It's the first time that she's been with her family outside of prison or of court since last February. She is not speaking. Her attorneys are describing her as relieved, but defense attorney Barry Scheck says that the legal battle to clear Woodward's name is going to continue.
There's still a conviction here for manslaughter. We still feel that there is even more scientific and investigation, more scientific evidence and investigation that can be brought to bear in this matter, and we're going to continue to do that.
Defense attorneys say that the appeals process could take up to a year, but certainly they're hoping that their case will make it through the system faster than that, and Louise Woodward will soon be free to go back to Britain.
Tovia, in his criticism of today's action, District Attorney Riley said something. He said that the verdict had been achieved by a jury that had been sequestered and unmoved by public opinion. Would he go so far as to say that the judge in this case was responding to public opinion?
Well, the judges took great pains to explain that he was not, and that this is his decision based on his conscience and his interpretation of the scientific evidence. He said the jury could have found Louise Woodward guilty. They were not wrong to do that, but he thinks that this is more in accordance with justice, what he has done in reducing the conviction to manslaughter.
NPR's Tovia Smith at the Middlesex Superior Court. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.